morning and welcome to A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett. And listeners, as you know, each month we get together on this program and have the chance to meet some great community leaders. Tonight is no exception, so I'm excited to introduce the people that are joining us today, two executives from the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. So welcome to Tony Iannelli and Allison Pickle. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Excited.
Sure. Allison, you've been on the show before?
I have, yes. I'm glad to be back. Thank
you. Absolutely. And Tony, we did an historic half hour, full show with you a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I remember that very well. Yeah. You're good, by the way. Well, really good.
I learn it from you.
Number one.
Listeners, we're joined this morning because we're talking about one of my favorite topics, which is the chamber. But I think a lot of us who are used to it, involved, we know the mission and purpose. But I think some listeners might be tuning in who aren't as familiar. So, Allison, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about how you describe the role the chamber plays in our community.
Absolutely. So the mission of the chamber is to improve the economy and quality of life in our communities, right? So the chamber's mission, of course, is to support our business community, whether there are small mom and pop shops on our main streets to our larger employers in the Lehigh Valley. And how do we support the workforce there in providing them opportunities for quality of life and volunteerism and leadership? So that is what we do on the business front, but very much the community development lane is something that we are in as well. We host 25-plus tree lighting ceremonies, holiday events, music festivals, tours throughout our downtown. So we really feel strongly about supporting our business community, but the community as a whole.
And Tony, as the president and CEO of the chamber, what does that mean to you? Hearing that incredible mission and very large footprint that I know you have, what does that mean to you as the leader of the organization?
It just means that I'm so blessed to be around so many amazing people. It's both staff and volunteers and all kinds of community leaders in Hellertown or Northampton, and then our diversity leadership and the Hispanic community, the African-American community, LGBTQ community. So I think what's different about this chamber is we say, again, we're as much a chamber of commerce as a chamber of communities, that we're really trying to lift everybody up. And if we're all participating, we're all feeling the reward, the benefits, if you will, it's for a better Lehigh Valley.
And speaking of that, so we know that this Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber is one of the top 10 chambers in the country. So you mentioned some of the things that we do. Why do you think we are in such an important role? Why do you think this chamber is so successful?
You know, it's recently that's really come to light. We've had a number of visitors from the Philadelphia region and other metropolitan areas, and they say they go back and say, you should do what the Lehigh Valley Chamber is doing. And I think, not I'm going to patronize you, but it's people like you. It's again, employees and volunteers that work together. So we have a really good staff, and that's always, you know, we're always working that to be better. But we have incredible volunteers, people like yourself that give a lot to the community, make us better. You've been our chair now for 6 months, and you've instituted some things that we weren't doing. Or even before that, think of the Nonprofit Council, which is a huge addition. So that's what I love about it. It's a great combination of a lot of intelligent people, a lot more than me. So we just ride the wave.
Allison, anything to add to that?
Well, it's not just the volunteers that give because they have to. It's because they truly want to. And to Tony's point, we have these conversations, interactions with leaders that are either visiting or moving here because of a job opportunity or have left and are coming back. And they come back because the quality of life here is truly amazing. There's wonderful job opportunities, but really there is just a sense of community that is so important to people. And and we see it firsthand, again, at the chamber because business owners, leaders, they want to be engaged, but just people that live in the communities want to engage with us too. And that is just really cool and rewarding to see.
Well, thanks for that. And Allison, I know you've been with the chamber almost 20 years, right? How does the chamber decide what the priorities are?
Great question. Sorry.
It really, again, to Tony, the culture and the philosophy as to how we identify opportunity is the staff is, in addition to the volunteers, is so engaged that we see firsthand where there's opportunity to do new and exciting initiatives. So where we sit today, we have 33 councils and chambers that make up the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, but it's really about continuing the impact. So identifying what that looks like. And What's neat is that each of these councils and chambers has remained autonomous in the sense that they know what their communities need. And I think that has been such an important ingredient of the success of the organization and the Lehigh Valley as a whole.
Yeah. And Tony, adding on to that, there are 33 councils and chambers. How did that come about?
Oh, it was a long march. I think, again, we started, as you know, Lori, having been in the community and working for various, you know, amazing organizations, that we wanted to regionalize, and that was a big thing. But I think when we started, regionalizing meant geographic. So we wanted to get all the chambers together, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, and all the smaller communities. And then, again, we got into this new component. Wow, Jesus, a huge Hispanic community. They should be part. Mm-hmm. I think Allison started the Veterans Council, which is huge, and they love Allison, and they just want to be part of this community. So I don't know how. I think you mentioned, I think we're very bottom-up. And while that's sometimes difficult because they're setting the agenda, we're facilitating. And sometimes we're leading when we feel strongly about something without, you know, they still have the final say. But I think that combination of ideas, and lastly, I think when people see, we've never lost one of our councils. So when they see, we mean it's bottom up, you set the agenda, that we've never left anyone behind to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And how long have you been with the chamber, Tony?
28 years.
28 years. Yeah. So when you look back on almost three decades of incredible service and leadership, what are some of the big wins that really, you know, kind of stick out to you that you're so proud of?
I would say, I think, again, just the making it happen, making this regional chamber and becoming one of the largest in the nation. Who would ever think that this community would have one of the largest chambers in the nation? So certainly that. I think the other thing I really, that we got into, the community development work on the main street. So when I see what's happening in Easton, Allentown, and Bethlehem, and look, we were a part of it. There are a lot of amazing organizations that made that happen, you know, main street groups and economic development groups. But that, I think that is a huge win that I know when I started here, where our sort of our attitude was and what we thought of ourselves based on what we were hearing. And to come out of that and become what we are today, I think by far the biggest win is that we've arrived. And, and I think there was a time where we were written off, you know, as a industrial community post-industrial revolution. And now we're for real.
For each of you, do you see the chamber as the voice of the business community?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we represent 200 plus categories of business and sector. So we can be representing restaurants, retailers, to manufacturers and healthcare industries. So being the voice of the community, again, having that level of activity and participation with our councils and chambers, we have boots on the ground in these communities. So who better than the staff and the volunteers to understand what that voice needs to say and sound like? So very much we represent this community, and proudly and humbly we do.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And that I was thinking as Allison was talking, and when we represent the entire Lehigh Valley community and its segments, they might have different feelings about certain pieces of legislation or whatever. So I think we've worked really hard to, when I say being in the middle, still being active and getting things done, but making sure that we're not too far ahead of a certain group that has a very strong feeling. So combining all those theories, all those attitudes of different organizations, and somehow keeping that balance, because they've all been pretty good at times when they haven't been, you know, there are times when people aren't happy about a certain piece of legislation or whatever. Have we worked hard to make that right?
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Again, listeners, just to remind you, we're joined by Allison Pickle and Tony Iannelli with the Chamber. And also with us in the studio today is one of your colleagues, Bailey Mule. And Bailey is a newer member, a young professional with the Chamber. Could you talk a little bit about the importance of that, of bringing in talent early in career to make such a difference?
Well, welcome, Bailey. We're thrilled to have Bailey with us and part of the member relations team, but again, working so closely with so many facets of the chamber and the council. So I am happy to answer that because I started my career here and it was supposed to be a 2-week gig with a temp agency that then became now 17 years. So this organization is just incredible to see the talent that comes in, but really how they blossom. And we have people that have are smart and intelligent and bright. But again, we're in the people business. So we have this team is comprised of not only smart, knowledgeable, incredible individuals and leaders, but they just have this thirst to learn. And I think they just have this drive to be better and to inspire and to create change in their community. So I think that is so neat to see these incredible young professionals that are some still with us, some that have gone on to do great and wonderful things. Yeah. And it is really cool to sit and see them in those roles, whether it's with the chamber or outside. It's just so rewarding to see what they're doing in the Lehigh Valley.
Anything to add on that, Tony?
No, I think that's a great point. But I would kindly, what we used to say, as she said, we have had many that have been amazing that have gone to do really important things, great other jobs. And I used to say we were glad to see them move up and do great things, which we are. Mm-hmm. But they were so good at it, I changed it to, and if you leave, we'll never talk to you again, facetiously. But we're happy for them. And we love working with Bailey. And I think today's world is, we have goals and objectives, and we reach them. But you've got to be more supportive and more loving today, I think, than ever before.
Mm-hmm. Question for each of you, because you've had significant time with the chamber. You're both making such a difference in your leadership roles. What is it for you personally that you get from this work every day?
I would say for me, it's just I love, people say this, but whatever. We all have strengths, and I just love being around people. Mm-hmm. So what it means to me is every day I'm going to get up, and I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be with all these amazing people who are so smart. So I think for me, it motivates me every single day. I mean, for 28 years, I don't get up ever and think, oh, boy, it's just incredible to be around really brilliant people and really good people, kind people. So, and for me to be better every day and evolve.
Yep. And I would say the word that comes to mind is fulfillment, right? Yeah. So I grew up in this community. I was born here. My family, both my mom and my dad's side, were deeply ingrained in community. And so I grew up going to community festivals that my mom ran, and I was taught to shake the hands of leaders and look them in the eye. So I think that it started for me at a young age with my family, and it just feels right. It fills my cup. I look at my family and my colleagues and my communities, and it just feels like this is where I need to be. And that to me is everything, right? Because if you spend most time at work, and for me to be able to go home and feel like this is just where I need and should be, that's everything. And that's what makes you feel fulfilled.
Thanks for sharing that. I know that so much of your work is with the volunteers, with hundreds of volunteers every day who are just so dedicated and so committed. Could you talk a little bit about that? If somebody's listening and they're wondering, how can I get involved with the chamber? What are some things that they could do to get involved?
Again, we have hundreds of events. So we have event-related volunteerism opportunities. We have opportunities to serve on committees. Again, each of those 33 councils and chambers has active committees, events committee, promotions. So we have those leadership opportunities, whether it's for business owners or leaders that they're looking to lift up in their organization. So there's that. And again, board leadership. But it's really just having a conversation. I'm thrilled and excited to sit down over a cup of coffee and see where someone, their passions lie, what they're excited about. Maybe it's the Women's Business Council. Maybe they live in the Nazareth community. Maybe it's veterans. So it's really, again, about connecting with humans and figuring out where they want to be. But there's no shortage of opportunities at the chamber to engage.
And how would somebody get involved?
They can contact me directly, of course, any of the staff on the chamber's website, or our wonderful volunteers, Lori, that are so familiar with the organization and having a conversation with them as well.
Thanks. And Tony, you work with CEOs, business leaders from across the valley, and a lot of them are also spending their volunteer time. Why do you think leadership in this valley steps up for the chamber?
Yeah, I wonder that. I know we recently did a show regarding that. And I think, again, you're an example and your company's an example of really stepping up when you could say, I wonder sometimes, I wonder, we push them, if you will, so far to do so many great things, and they just continue to do it. So I guess they feel, it's back to you. That was a great question, Lori, and I want to just mention. So it's about them feeling that they own this community. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to volunteers, one of the things I do want to say, if you're in one of the communities, one of our diverse communities, and maybe you're in the Hispanic Chamber, African-American Chamber, we need leadership, and we have it. There's amazing people. I continually meet people in our communities of color that I never knew before that are doing amazing things. So come on in. We need you and we want you. So
well said. We are unfortunately at the end of our time for the first half of this segment.
I know.
As you know, though, in our second part of our program, Tony, we're going to continue to talk with you and with Pat Whitmer, talk a little bit more about the chamber. But before we close out, just in closing, I have a question for each of you. Could you just, in a couple of words, sum up what you think the momentum that this Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber has brought to this community?
I would say commitment, passion, and impact. That was three.
Love it. Three's okay.
That's a good one. To me, it's a human capacity, if you will. We bring people together, and people want to be together. They want to be supported. They want to be loved, and they want to create change. And I think that's one thing we're able to do.
Perfect. 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 Again, listeners, we've been joined by Allison Pickle, Tony Iannelli from the Chamber. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll be right back.
WDIY's overnight delivery service is a refreshing mix of vintage and current popular music. You'll hear many of the artists played on The Blend and some from our folk, blues, and world programs. WDIY Overnight is a continuous mix of music popular with night owls and late shift workers. Listen Monday through Saturday night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and Sundays from midnight to 5 a.m. for this great mix of hand-picked music on WDIY.
Welcome back to the second part of A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and talking about the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. We just had a wonderful session with Allison Pickle and Tony Iannelli, and now joining us in the studio, Tony is still with us, which is awesome, but also joining is a great community leader, a good friend. He is the Corporate Vice President for Corporate Affairs at B. Braun. So listeners, join me in welcoming Pat Whitmer. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you, Laurie. Great to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks. We appreciate it. I know you spend a lot of time with Tony and with work on the chamber. How's that going?
It's going great. Who wouldn't want to spend time with Tony?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. So specifically, we just had a really great session with Allison and with Tony talking about chamber in general, the impact and the difference that the chamber makes and why members are so committed. Now we want to get a little bit more specific and talk about an initiative that you are leading, Pat, called the Campaign for Community Development. Could you share with our listeners what that is and what it means?
Oh, absolutely. If I might start with how it started.
Great.
And that was really about a year ago. Just before the holidays last year, I got a call from Tony, and we got together and had a nice discussion about an idea, really a vision that he had for smaller communities in the Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. We talked about how the three larger cities are largely doing well. We see a lot of development work taking place, and of course they have their challenges, but they're moving in the right direction. And some of the larger, smaller communities are also quite vibrant. But Tony's concern was that there are some smaller communities that were being left behind, kind of shut out of this economic development without the resources to do community programming like some other communities have. And he asked me to think about that, and I did over the holidays and came back with a rough idea, which I think you actually later named the Campaign for Community Development. It's grown remarkably since earlier in the year into a full partnership program with many different partners across the Lehigh Valley that's focused on what Tony had mentioned earlier, not leaving any communities behind.
So Tony, with this early idea, and again, you're in this every single day, what needs did you see bubbling up from some of those smaller communities that weren't being met?
Well, just the fact that they don't have the personnel that the larger communities mm-hmm. have in terms of community development directors and so on. So I know there was a shortage of staff, and we were filling that gap. The question is, were we doing it well? And we were doing it well considering the knowledge we had and the staff we had. But I did want to ask this. I add this, and that is that it makes me emotional when he says that, because I sometimes in this job, I say to myself, I just say to God, help me continue to be better and continue to grow. And next thing I know, I'm having lunch with him and he's all in. And I said to him, because I knew you're the perfect chair for this time, because the amount of this is a world you're very knowledgeable in and connected in. And I asked Pat, how's his working relationship with you? He said, amazing. So I don't know. It's just to not to sound corny, but it's a blessing to, again, here I am around two amazing people. And I sometimes feel like I just get up and somehow it all works well.
You just put the pieces of the puzzle together, Tony.
Yes,
yeah,
Tony.
But I couldn't find two better people. So it's just perfect timing. And I knew when you said, I'm sorry, but I know you had a good relationship with Pat, and you both understand the community and from the corporate perspective, which is really important, and the connections. We've taken off, so thank you.
So let's talk about that. I know this campaign was announced a few months ago, and I know it's wildly successful. Why is that? Why is it working so well? Why is it resonating with leaders in the business community?
Well, I think it goes back to the chamber and the leadership that the chamber has provided and the fact that they are across the Lehigh Valley with the connections, the network, the volunteers that they have. It really goes back to some of the discussion that was you had earlier in the program. People recognize what the chamber brings to the Lehigh Valley, the value that it brings, and they caught on to the concept of, yes, we want every community to have the same kind of promise of opportunity to make connections in their community like other communities have done.
Wonderful. Anything to add to that, Tony?
No, yes, for a quick second. That is when he speaks, I think, again, we're talking about the smaller geographic communities, but we won't take our eye off the communities, the varied communities that we have. Again,
exactly.
Communities of color and the veterans group and all those other segments.
Tony, why is collaboration so important? And could you give a couple of examples?
I think in the beginning, I was probably a C- in collaboration. I think I was so in my lane of the chamber. And of course, we were collaborating with a lot of communities, but we weren't doing as well, playing as well we should with the major communities, Arts Quest, Planning Commission, and I could go on and on. So I think that you sort of moved us to look at that broader collaboration, which has really brought a lot of great partnerships, United Way, and I could go on. So back to evolving and the leadership. It's something that we were not as good at, and there's always work to do, but we're getting better.
And I know a big partner in this and that will add so much to the success and the impact is Lehigh University. Mm-hmm. Pat, could you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Well, we love Lehigh University. We're neighbors and have been working with them on many projects over the years. And through that relationship, I became aware of the Small Cities Lab, which is run by Wes Hyatt and Karen Pooley. Mm-hmm. Not very well known in the Lehigh Valley, but doing absolutely amazing work and research across the country. And their focus is about looking at challenges that smaller cities have, things like housing and transportation, and not just researching those challenges, but finding real solutions for them. So it became pretty obvious early on that they, to me, would be a great fit for this project because they bring research and data to what we're trying to do. We know about the value of doing things like festivals in communities and having farmers markets, which the chamber is largely responsible for. We know there's value in that, but it's mostly anecdotal stories that we hear. What the Small Cities Lab at Lehigh University will bring is real evidence to show what that value is, both quantitative and qualitative evidence that will help us direct future programming in small towns across the Lehigh Valley.
So in your first meeting with Lehigh in the Small Cities Lab, when you started to explain this and hear what they offer, tell us about that when you realized, oh my gosh, this is magical.
Ideas just started flowing.
It
was just one after another, and the connection was obvious. Their ability, their experience in doing research, in conducting information sessions with community leaders, they know how to do it. They know how to collect that information. And then we started talking about benchmarking programs in other areas across the country and what that could bring to the project. It was very exciting, and it's still growing.
It's wonderful. Tony, I know there's a lot of partners that have joined on. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, I wanted to just mention, too, when you say that we're very good at the chamber at doing, but not always stopping and saying, why are we doing, how are we doing, and how can we improve? And you two, you know, what's the substance? And, of course, the Small Cities Lab partnership is the first phase of substance. You know, what are we doing, how are we doing it, why are we doing it? So, again, back to your question, we have amazing partners that have stepped up. And I'm going to let Pat, because he's really the guy that's really pushed this, talk about some of the amazing partnerships that really got us off the ground.
Oh, sure. Well, it's hard to think about where to start, but we're certainly excited about having the United Way involved in the in this effort because of their reach across the Lehigh Valley. Also, the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission, Becky Bradley, has been a terrific partner, and she will be partnering with the Small Cities Lab and the Chamber in doing initial discussions, the stakeholder meetings across the Lehigh Valley, and thinking about what the future should look like, identifying gaps as part of this analysis, the needs assessment that we're doing and the opportunity assessment. We will be finding gaps that need to be addressed. And the Planning Commission will be very helpful in not only identifying those gaps, but identifying ways to address them.
And I know you have other founding partners. How did that come about, and what are those conversations like, Tony?
Well, we have a small team, sort of a development team, if you will, of leaders, yourself, Pat, and several others who get together and say who might be interested and who in the future understands that these smaller communities are really key, that we have our employees are living there, that the future development is there, available land is there, which is hard to find anymore these days. So we develop who might be givers. And there are so many of them that typically step up, as always. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a good point, Laura. When I think of the work that you do and how many initiatives you have stepped up for and on, and we have others that have done that. There are companies that come here and do business, and that is it. And we have so many that give back. And I maybe, Pat, you can mention some of those because they deserve the credit.
Well, it's a wide range. It ranges from banks or hospitals, manufacturers who are on board. Boots Company, for example, First Commonwealth Credit Union was among the early partners with us, Fulton Bank. We have IBEW 375.
Yeah, that's a great labor.
It's a very great, diverse combination of interests who have come together for this and will be.
I think we might mention Air Products and the work you do, Lori. I mean, have stepped up. I mean, I think over the years, it's been phenomenal. And I knew, again, once these names started, you know, yourself and B. Braun, it just snowballed.
I think one of the things that has caught on, there's different reasons for every organization that joined on, but they all recognize, especially the larger companies like B. Braun, we recognize that our employees come from across the Lehigh Valley, and they don't only live in the three larger cities. They don't only live in the most established small towns. They live everywhere. And part of the ability to attract people to come to work in the Lehigh Valley and to retain them is to have vibrant places to live. And we want to go where they're going. We want them to have the opportunity to walk down the street and go to a farmer's market and enjoy that experience.
Anything to add to that, Tony?
No, I just, other than, again, I can't believe the momentum. And
yes,
with that, maybe the good question to add, now we feel the responsibility. I feel the responsibility. We've got to deliver.
I was just going to ask that. What is success going to look like, short term and long term?
I think short term success will be working with Small Cities Lab and the leadership, all these founding partners meeting on either quarterly or semi-annually, depending on their schedule, and say, how are we doing? What are we doing? What can we do better? So assessing as we're getting through. And I think in the end, having a clear plan to see vibrancies in these smaller communities, again, the Hellertown or Emmaus or Slatington or all these incredible places that need and should be part of the future.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left. What did we not have the chance to talk about that you want to make sure people hear, especially if maybe they're thinking about getting involved themselves as a founding partner? Let's start with you, Pat.
I'm going to start with a quick story.
Great.
And that is my wife and I are very excited to have our daughter and son-in-law move back. They just moved back to the Lehigh Valley from Indiana. And, of course, they were house hunting. And they came back from looking at a house in Coopersburg. And one of the first things they said about how excited they were about this house was, it's within a short walk to a farmer's market in Coopersburg.
Awesome.
That was made possible because of the Chamber of Commerce. And to me, that just hit home. That's why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. It made them feel, just having the ability to do that, feel part of the community and an involvement and a welcoming place. This project will give so many more young families and people an opportunity to do the same thing.
Oh, Perfect. Nothing like a story like that. You saw it personally, but that just brings all of this to light for you, right? Tony, what about you?
I don't know if I should say anything after that. It's just
I know,
so
it was
good,
pretty
really.
Perfect.
I was thinking as you were both talking about the Board of Governors and the 65 leaders in the community, but I wanted to say you had a great point about volunteers. We need you. If you think, I wouldn't be wanted, or I don't know if I have a place, there are a lot of places in the organization, and we need, and when I say need, there are a lot of people stepping up, but we always need good people that care about the community and you're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. And so many ways to do it. We heard from Allison earlier, people could volunteer themselves through their companies or step up like being involved with the campaign for community development. And listeners, you can reach the chamber through their website, which is?
LehighValleyChamber.org.
And click on any of the leadership team or any staff
there. It's all our cell numbers if you go on our site and we'll respond, that's for sure.
Thanks so much to both of you. Again, we were joined, Tony Iannelli from the Lehigh Valley Chamber and Pat Whitmer with BBRON, but also a leader with the Chamber. So thanks to you both.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.
And listeners, be sure and tune in to WDIY. We have all kinds of public affairs programming, and we know you're going to find something that really resonates with you. We appreciate your support of radio. And with that, I'm your host, Lori Hackett, and we'll see you next time on A Closer Look.